Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Alan Young. The Sacramento region's food scene is vast, vibrant, and ever-evolving. Each dish tells a story, and for residents and visitors, these stories are part of the fabric of our community. Today, we have an exclusive look at the Sacramento Bee's highly anticipated list of the region's top 50 restaurants, curated by food and drink reporter Benji Eagle. From high-end dining to places like The Kitchen to hidden gems like Bodega Kitchen and Cocktails in Sacramento's Pocket Neighborhood, this list promises a rich exploration of the region's culinary offerings. Benji is here in the studio to offer a taste of what went into compiling this definitive guide. Benji, welcome to Insight.
Thanks for having me on.
I should say welcome back to Insight. I know you're a recurring guest here. Let's get into the top 50 list. We were talking about this in the newsroom. Everyone was curious about how do you do this? How does this project come together? What is your approach?
It's a lot of eating out. I had done this list twice before in 2021 and 2022 before taking a break last year. And, you know, it's a year-long process. I'm going out to eat three or four times a week. I am eating four to six dishes at the restaurants I go to. I'm eating with intention. I'm thinking really carefully about the techniques the chefs are using, the flavors, how they meld together. And so all in all, I'm going to 125, 150 restaurants to pare it down to the 50 best. And I go throughout the region from Winters to Placerville.
It sounds horrible. I'm sorry.
It's a dream, yeah.
I'm thinking a lot of people are like, well, maybe like water slide tester, ice cream taste tester, and then what you do.
it's a dream job. It is still a job, you know. It's a lot of legwork and time, and, you know, I have to be pretty flexible with my schedule. But look, I get to treat myself and my friends to the best restaurants in Sacramento year-round. And, you know, for someone who loves food, what more could you ask for?
You mentioned your friends. So do you bring others along when you're doing this kind of, serious testing and using your criteria? How often are you with somebody?
Typically, at least one other person. Yeah, because if I show up on my own and I order six dishes, I'm immediately blowing my cover. You know, I make a reservation under a pseudonym. I try to, you know, withhold my name until the end so they don't know it's me coming in there. But look, who else comes in and orders six entrees, you know, as one person? So yeah, I'll take friends, family. It's a lot easier to get people to go out in the city center rather than taking them to Auburn on a Tuesday night, say. But yeah, I'll eat with other people and ask them for their input as I go as well, too.
And are you always anonymous, or do you ever come back with people knowing that you are who you are so that it might affect what they do?
Well, I've covered food and drink for the Bee for the past 6.5 years. And so, you know, I interview a lot of these chefs or restaurateurs just in my day-to-day job when I'm writing articles about the business side of restaurants, say. And so they see me walk in and they might recognize me because we've had a conversation in the past. But I am trying to remain anonymous. I don't want preferential treatment. I always pay for my own meals. If I do think that I'm getting preferential treatment and I really can't get them to stop, I'll just try and look at the tables next to me, how their food looks, what kind of service they're getting, and try and account for that, yeah, in that way.
So let's get into the list. How did you decide which restaurants make the cut?
Yeah, there's a lot of criteria to weigh. And, you know, I think Sacramento has such an interesting, amazing dining scene. And part of that is the diversity of the region, that we have pockets of Eastern European residents and, a Hispanic or a Latino population. And so I wanted those restaurants represented, the best of the best from those different groups. So if you look at the list, there is, you know, a diverse array of things to eat. It's not just all white tablecloth, sort of fine dining places. With that being said, quality rules. And so I'm going out and I'm looking for the richest, boldest flavors. I'm looking for amazing presentation. I'm looking for service, but really the food matters more to me than the person handing it to me. I'm looking for geographic diversity as well, because I don't want it to all just be around the city center. I think I had a lot of amazing meals in this review process that didn't make the list just because there's so many great restaurants in the Sacramento region that it was hard to pare it down to 50. It's not like I was stretching to get to that 50.
Yeah, I saw you went as far east as Placerville, right? How far west and north and south did you go?
West, I went out to Winters. Buckhorn Steakhouse from Winters did make the list. They've been around since the 1980s. They're still, to me, the best place to get a steak in the Sacramento region. North, up to North Natomas, there's a restaurant called Chef Frank Japanese Cuisine that opened in the last year or two. It's on your way to the airport if you're heading up there. And they do a great sushi rolls, but they also do great omakase service for $125 a person. And then down south, you know, I would go to the southern tip of Sacramento County, but I found the best restaurants stopping in about Elk Grove. So that's as far south as we go.
And how do you envision people using this list? I saw that it just came out. What do you hope people do with it?
Yeah, I mean, in the past, we've heard from the list that people will actually print it out and go through and try and check off every restaurant. They'll go and try and visit each one. The list is also sortable online, so you can sort by cuisine type, you can sort by price point, you can sort by geographic location. And so, you know, this is my recommendation to the Sacramento dining community. This is where I'm saying, I really think if you want to try the best of the best, you should go to this restaurant and you should go to this restaurant. And it might be a half hour drive in one direction or another, but I'm telling you, these places are worth it.
How did you, did you factor in ambiance? You know, I mean, if you're going to a high end place, you're looking at thousands upon thousands of dollars invested in the ambiance, but also would you miss out on the food truck that has the best taco in town? How did you weigh that?
It's a great question. I mean, that is always what I tell people of why we don't actually rank these top 50. We list them in alphabetical order because how do you rank the kitchen versus Lalo's Taqueria? You know, I mean, those are just two completely different sort of concepts. Ambiance does matter. If you're talking about a high-end restaurant, you know, you want to get what you pay for there. I try and judge a place on how good they are at what they're trying to be. So we also have, you know, a pupuseria in Woodland that's fantastic and just sort of has a street side, you know, few picnic tables sort of dining setup. That to me feels true to who they are as well. And so while you look for a really nice ambiance in a place like the kitchen, you're also open to great flavors on the roadside as well.
So this is your third top 50 list. The last one was in 2022. What's changed between the last one and this one?
I mean, Sacramento's dining scene has just continued to get better and better. When I look at the dining scene, what I see is just sort of a rising tide lifting all ships. There are more people here who are willing to try bold flavors or different concepts. That encourages the chefs to get more creative. And, you know, I think it's got more national recognition as a great dining scene, which prompts chefs to come here from the Bay Area, from Los Angeles, and make their mark on it. We've had a few great openings in the past year or two, Cantina Pedregal in Folsom, Fresh Off the Boat by Chef T in North Natomas. And I think that, you know, I continue to see the great restaurants of our region upping their game in a lot of spaces. Paragary's has been around since 1983. I still think they're a great time for dinner, for brunch, for cocktails. Yeah.
And then what about how democratic is this? Is there any opportunity for readers or the listeners right now to contribute their thoughts to Sacramento's top restaurants?
Absolutely. Because, you know, I go all over the region, I eat at a lot of restaurants, but I'm one person. I'm one set of taste buds. And, you know, there are always places that I find out about later that I wish I would have put in there. So there is a reader's choice component to the top 50 list. You can go and look on the list at sacb.com, and then you'll actually have an opportunity to vote or to write in the restaurants that you think should have made the list. We'll take the top five vote getters from that process. We'll add them to the list with a little stamp that says Reader's Choice and do a full write-up for them as well. And then the next time around when I do the list, I'll be sure to check them out.
So we got just a few minutes left. I want to kind of do a lightning round so we can get some names of restaurants in there. If you had a friend visiting from out of town with a limited budget but was a total foodie, where might you recommend taking them?
You know, I think that Magpie does a great job of showing what Sacramento is, what Farm to Fork is. You know, your budget can't be too limited to eat there, but, you know, Mulvaney's is another place that has a great Farm to Fork menu turning over every day, and that's a little more high-end. So, you know, I love Magpie for their fresh flavors. The chicken for two is wonderful. The carrot cake cookies, you know, if you know, you know. And so that's, to me, really representative of what Sacramento's modern dining scene is like.
What about outside of the central city?
Outside of the central city. You know, Rose Park Bistro does a really nice job out in Roseville. They've opened within the last year or so as well. And I think that they're kind of a classic new American Californian $3 signs upscale place. But they do a really great job with a teriyaki skirt steak or a lobster bucatini. It's a place that you can take people and have them be really happy. When I went and dined there, I was with a number of people in different age groups, and I think everyone walked away having a good time.
Let's talk about high end. So, I mean, people know about Staples in Sacramento, Mulvaney's, The Kitchen, Waterboy. What about what other high end offerings? Because those three restaurants did make the list.
Yes, Mulvaney's in The Kitchen did.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. For what other kind of high end might less people know about?
Well, some people might know Canon as well in East Sacramento, and they've made the list. And then people might know Nick's Taco in Roseville. I don't know if they know that Canon and Nick's Taco have teamed up for a new restaurant in Folsom. It's called Cantina Pedregal. It's all northeastern Mexican food, the food that Cynthia Martinez and Patricio Weiss from Nick's Taco grew up eating, but in a fine dining setting. And so they say, you know, this is supposed to be like Ella, like Canon, like Camden Spit and Larder, one of these fine dining restaurants, but through the lens of northeastern Mexican food, specifically in Monterey. And so I think that that's a really interesting concept. I don't think there's anything like it in California, maybe the entire U.S., and it's out in Folsom. So I encourage people to go give them a try.
Finally, in our last minute here, what neighborhoods or surrounding cities are really emerging as dining hotspots?
You know, Elk Grove's Asian food scene is just fantastic and keeps growing and thriving. And, you know, Asian food is a really broad term, but you have Filipino restaurants, Korean restaurants, Japanese restaurants, Chinese restaurants that are popping up there in great numbers. And a lot of those are really noteworthy. You know, I just wrote an article that came out Wednesday about it, but there's, you know, an Asian gastrobar club that a lot of Gen Z folks are going to these days. So that's a scene that I would definitely keep an eye on. You know, it's more than just Journey to the Dumpling at this point.
In our last 30 seconds, other neighborhood hotspots or just places within cities?
Yeah. Well, you know, sticking in that theme, I think Little Saigon is always overlooked. I think you can go down there and just have a great time eating pho, eating banh mi, and then, you know, getting a little more deep in the weeds, going to the beef jerky store that's down there, or, you know, a bakery there that specializes in Hong Kong-style pastries. And so I think there's a lot of fun to be had if you're just exploring South Sacramento down into Elk Grove.
Benji, it's past lunchtime. You've made me sufficiently hungry.
Glad to hear it.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Benji Eagle is the Sacramento Bee's food and drink writer, breaking down the Bee's top 50 restaurants of 2024 across the Sacramento region. That's Insight for today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Belts. Our audio engineer is Tyler Webb. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Alan Young, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here on Monday.